Hello, everyone. I'm Gary Robey with our call to worship. In order to make it through this life with confidence and joy, we need to follow every thought about trials and troubles with this phrase, but God.
He's got it all in control. He's got it all in control. He's put that reassurance way down in my soul. He's got it all in control. I've put my life in His hands. I've put my life in His hands. So every road I walk down, I'm sure is in His plan. 'Cause I've put my life in His hand. He holds the stars in the sky. He holds the land back from the sea. Take care of you and me. He's got it all in control. He's got it all in control. He's put that reassurance way down in my soul. He's got it all in control. He's got it all in control. God's got it all in control. He's put that reassurance way down in my soul. He's got it all in control.
Lord, thank You for this time that we can invest together in Your presence. And thank You for faith, to believe that You are, and that You are a rewarder of those who seek You. Your Son came to this earth and was tempted in all points just as we are, yet without sin. You know our frame, the way we think, and especially how that we are tempted and tried, tested by the things around us, circumstances, experiences. It is a challenge for us to respond to every hard time when we don't have a proper perspective. God, please strengthen our faith. Help us to keep our eyes on You, the author and finisher of our faith, so that when our eyes or on circumstances, we can say, yes, this is tough, but God is faithful. Just like Peter, as he walked on the water, was doing just fine until he took his eyes off You. Help us to live with You in our hearts and ever on our minds. We ask these things in the precious name of Your Son, Jesus the Christ. Amen.
Oh, soul, are you weary? and trouble. No light in the darkness you see. There's light for a look at the Savior, and life more abundant and free. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in His wonderful face. And the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace. Through death into life everlasting, He passed and we follow Him there. Over us sin no more hath dominion, for more than conquerors we are. And turn your eyes upon Jesus, look full in His wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace. His word shall not fail you, He promised. Believe Him and all will be well. Then go to a world that is dying, His perfect salvation to tell. And turn your eyes upon Jesus, look full in His wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace. And the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace.
Look to Jesus.
You are listening to Call to Worship, and I want to give special thanks to those of you who support this ministry in prayer or in your financial gifts. Here are comments from just a few of the many letters we have received. From Cheryl in Michigan, your voice is so calming to hear on the radio, and your words and devotionals are always heartfelt. Everything feels better, and I am more hopeful because of you and your radio program, Call to Worship. A listener from Maryland, I would like to express a long overdue thank you for the time and effort that it takes to provide such a wonderful radio and online ministry. Your personal input and spiritual enlightenment, along with the outstanding selection and quality of music and songs, is a true gift from God. Folks, thank you for your letters and faithful support. It is very encouraging and a much-needed reminder that God is using my talents for His glory, to edify believers, and as a testimony to the unsaved. When you're led to give toward this ministry, your tax-deductible donation can be sent to Call to Worship, P.O. Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. Be sure to thank your local station for including Call to Worship in their programming. Thank you for worshiping with us today, and a special thank you to those of you who support this ministry. You may not know until we reach heaven how many that God has blessed because of your gifts. Thank you for joining us for our call to worship and praise.
I would love to tell you what I think of Jesus, since I found in him a friend so strong and true. I would tell you how he's changed my life completely. He did something that no other friend could do. No one ever cared for me like Jesus.
is a lot easier to go through each day when we have a proper perspective about things, about life. So much of life is about having a positive outlook from God's perspective. When we know deep down in our heart of hearts that He is in control of everything that touches us, and that He allows circumstances and events, knowing how that it will be used to conform us to the image of Christ. When times are rough, in order for you to be able to comfort yourself and say with confidence, "Yeah, it's hard, but God," you need to set your mind on things above, not on the circumstances around you. Colossians chapter 3. Since you have been raised to new life with Christ, set your sights on the realities of heaven, where Christ sits in the place of honor at God's right hand. Think about the things of heaven, not the things of this earth. We read in Paul's address to the church at Philippi, a reminder to guard our minds, have the mind of Christ. Philippians 4, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say, rejoice. Let your reasonableness be known to everyone. The Lord is at hand. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there's any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. From Romans 8, what we suffer now is nothing compared to the glory He will reveal to us later. For all creation is waiting eagerly for that future day when God will reveal who His children really are. Against its will, all creation was subjected to God's curse. But with eager hope, the creation looks forward to the day when it will join God's children in glorious freedom from death and decay. For we know that all creation has been groaning as in the pains of childbirth right up to the present time, and we believers also groan, even though we have the Holy Spirit within us, as a foretaste of future glory. For we long for our bodies to be released from sin and suffering. We too wait with eager hope for the day when God will give us our full rights as His adopted children, including the new bodies He has promised us. We were given this hope when we were saved. What shall we say about such wonderful things as these? If God is for us, who can ever be against us? Can anything ever separate us from Christ's love? Does it mean He no longer loves us if we have trouble or calamity, or are persecuted, or hungry, or destitute, or in danger, or threatened with death? No. Despite all these things, overwhelming victory is ours through Christ who loved us. And I'm convinced that nothing can ever separate us from God's love. Here are just a few of the many, many times you find this phrase in Scripture. Listen to Genesis chapter 5. But as for you, you thought evil against me, but God meant it unto good, to bring to pass as it is this day, to save much people alive. And in Judges, and he was sore athirst, and called on the Lord, and said, Thou hast given this great deliverance into the hand of thy servant. And now shall I die for thirst, and fall into the hand of the uncircumcised? But God clave an hollow place that was in the jaw, and there came water thereout. And when he had drunk, his spirit came again, and he revived. Psalm 73, My flesh and my heart faileth, but God is the strength of my heart, and my portion forever. Acts chapter 7, And the patriarchs, moved with envy, sold Joseph into Egypt, but God was with him. And my personal favorite, Acts 13, "And when they had fulfilled all that was written of him, they took him down from the tree and laid him in a sepulcher. But God raised him from the dead." Romans 5:8, "But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." Friend, when you're going through tough times, surrounded by unknown issues, things might be scary, but God is faithful. He's your loving Heavenly Father. He has got this, and it will be okay. Remember who you are and who He is. He's the God of the universe and your personal Savior, a friend to sinners. So, when you have been thinking about the future and are anxious, concerned, understand it could be challenging, but God. Health issues come up, car breakdown, but God. It is my sincere prayer and hope for us all that the phrase, "but God," will be in our hearts and minds.
Great worthy of praise. In the city of our God, the holy place, the joy of the the Lord in whom we have the victory. He aids us against the enemy. We bow down on our knees. Ooh. And Lord, we want to lift your name on high. And Lord, we want to thank you for the works you've done in our lives. And Lord, we trust in your unfailing love. For you alone are God eternal throughout earth and heaven.
Our call to worship today has been invested in God's Word, spoken and in song, as we're reminded to use the phrase, "But God." When you're going through tough times, surrounded by unknown issues, things might be scary, but God is faithful. He is your loving Heavenly Father. He's got this, and it will be okay. I hope that this time has been an important part of your worship today. please take just a moment to write to us. Our address is Call to Worship, P.O. Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. And if you're not a believer, please listen. If you want a life-changing relationship with Jesus Christ, the God-man, I invite you to admit your need for salvation. If you believe that God, the eternal Creator King, loves us, sent Jesus to die for our sins, and brought Him back to life, well, then God offers you glorious life now and in heaven. Love God and accept Christ as your Savior through God's Holy Spirit today. Tomorrow is not a given, but the offer of salvation is. Folks, you can reach us through our website, calltoworship.us, or by mail at Call to Worship, P.O. Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. And now, until we answer the call to worship once again, Colossians chapter 3. Since you've been raised to new life with Christ, set your sights on the realities of heaven, where Christ sits in the place of honor at God's right hand. Think about the things of heaven, not the things of the earth.